Christmas words, words that we may not use often, but that we know so well. Bah, humbug. No, I know, Jim, I'm sorry. I apologize for doing that, but I couldn't resist it. But what I was going to say is there are those who look at what the church is. Churches perhaps like ours, other churches who in their various ministries reach out to help the poor, and some people, although they wouldn't say it, may think of it as bah, humbug. But those of us who have traveled through that night somewhat like Scrooge have come to the place where we can say with Tiny Tim, God bless us, everyone. And so I would like to welcome every one of you to our service today. Perhaps you're here because you're dealing with a crisis. Perhaps you're here because you're facing some confusion in your life. Perhaps some kind of inner or outer conflict. Or maybe you're seeking community. Or maybe you're here to celebrate what God has already done for you. Those are my 4 or 5 C's for the day. And I would say again, God bless us, everyone. And may every one of you truly feel welcome among us, no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you're going, no matter what your status in life is, God bless us, everyone. And by the way, I need to remind you of some other things, so I won't forget those. A lot of things going on during Advent. The redemption of Scrooge begins today. How could you help but know that? Some study groups begin the first one today at 4 o'clock. Those who would like to continue thinking about the theme of our service today may meet at Nelson Price's house. And if you want to come on a Wednesday, there'll be a group here at the church at 1:30 and one at my house at 6:30. We have our Advent potluck luncheon next Sunday. It's here already. And then I need to remind you, for somewhat church discipline reasons, that on December the 11th, let's see, it's at 12:15, there'll be a special church conference to approve Rochelle as a candidate in ministry. Come for that. Every one of you who are a member of the church can actually vote at that meeting. And all of you can even come, even if you aren't members. And maybe you can arrange to have them become members before then, if they aren't already. But what am I forgetting here? Special music. Oh, yes. Yes, I think I had that circled somewhere. December 11th, worship with special music. December 18th, wrapping presents, Christmas Carol and Coat Drive. December 19th, neighborhood Christmas dinner. December 24th, Christmas Eve pageant. And then December 25th, now plan that, a special day, Christmas on Sunday. It doesn't happen very often. We're going to meet first for breakfast and then some time of worship together. And who knows what else for sure will be taking place. So, again, God continue to... Oh, those black, you know, those folders at the end of each pew. If you need, yes, there, some are holding them up. It's important to take a look at those and then pass them down the row where you are sitting. And you may need to take a prayer request form out or something else that you will find in there. But each Sunday, we'd like someone who sits near that to make sure they get passed down the row so each person sees it and can respond as they wish. Did I leave anything out now? Is it time for me to sit down? Is it past time for me to sit down? You know.
So I just wanted to introduce participants of the service today. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood. I'm so honored to be the pastor here. Dean Moyer is the one who just gave us our announcements and welcome, and Lee Potter is our liturgist today. There are many others who work to make this happen, so know that there are other people that are involved in this. So I just wanted to quickly tell you a little bit about our Advent series, and we have a video to show you what is to come this Advent. During Advent, we are on a journey that takes a look at how our God blesses each and every one of us with the ability to be transformed. The chimes of the clock tower bells in Dickens' classic, A Christmas Carol, provided a wake-up call for Ebenezer Scrooge and turned him from his resentment, his fear, and his isolation. Each week, we hear the bells ring, just as Scrooge did on that transformative night. The cultural context in which Dickens placed his powerful Christmas story was 1800s England, a time of great divide between the rich and the poor, something on which Dickens wanted to shed a light. His main character, Ebenezer Scrooge, is clear as the story begins that the only redeeming value in life was in getting more money. He lives in resentment, fear, and the ice-cold, frozen state of watching out only for himself. God's economy, on the other hand, says that there is enough for all, and all are worthy of the abundance of life and joy, freedom and sustenance. Will we make change and move toward the richness of peace for all, or will we continue to be chained by the poverty of exclusion?
Good morning. My name is Dale Fryer, and I am humbled and honored to be your song leader today. So if you'll please remain seated, we have several new things that we're singing today, and we'll all share those together on this wonderful first day of Advent.
Love child, Christ child, heaven's lightning rod. This year, let the day arrive when Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive.
Please remain seated and join me in the unison prayer, followed by our singing Star Child. Holy, living God, blessed Jesus, guiding Spirit, we open today to this journey of past, present, and future, knowing that you hold all of it in your hands. Open us to your miracle just begun, and in this season, transform us into those whose giving brings peace in a turbulent world. Open us to you, to each other, and to the voices no one hears, so that your reign of mercy, justice, and love can be made known to all. Grown child, how child,
memory full of years, sad child, lost child, story told in tears. This year, let the day arrive when Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive.
Today we light the candle of peace. Peace for those terrorized by inner turmoil or utter strife, violence at home, out of hatred, a ravished eye, or a scarred psyche. We light this candle because we believe that peace is possible through God's redeeming presence among us. Amen.
Please rise or sit if that's more comfortable and join in singing, O Come, Emmanuel.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and cause us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thy justice here. Dispel the shadows of the night, and turn our darkness into light. Rejoice! rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations, find all people in one heart and mind. Let them be strife and discord cease. Fill the whole world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Now let us greet one another by shaking hands, saying good morning, or peace be with you. I invite you to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Will the children come join me up front?
Come, little children, to the silent manger. Come, little children, to the estuary. Come, little children, to the little stranger. Come, little children, to nativity. Come, little children, to the little brother. Come, little children, hear the baby cry. Come, little children, to the Mary Mother. Come, little children, see the star on high.
Morning. How are all of you today? Today begins a special time when we get ready for the coming of Jesus. It's a time of watching, a time of waiting, a time of wonder. One way we can get ready is through prayer. So let's pray together and let's stand up because we're going to do some action steps at the same time. So you can just follow along with me this time, okay? You ready? The first thing. God bless us, everyone. Life's busyness keeps us on the run, so let's run in place. But we will make room for your son, like we want to rock baby Jesus. The work of love has just begun, and we're going to rub our heart because it's just begun. God bless us, everyone. And so we want to, everyone. Amen. And we can put our hands together like we pray. So Miss Jackie is going to help me today. This is Miss Jackie, everybody. So when we make room in our lives for Jesus, our eyes are open, our ears are open, and our hearts are open to the wonders of God's amazing love. Let's open our ears. I wonder what might happen. Did you hear that? Let's go find out where it's coming from. Let's go find the bell. Come on, let's go find it. I hear it, but I have no idea where it is. Where is that bell? Do you hear it? Where is... I don't even know. Do you hear it, Eric? Oh, that's go. Let's see if we can find it. Oh, I think I found it. Come on back. What is it? It's a bell. So, wait a minute. Give it back to Miss Sophie. But I think she has something for us. What does it say on there? To the children. Okay, let's open it up. Let's see what it says inside. All right. Can anyone read this? What does that say? Nope. What does it say? Peace. It says peace. So, what a thoughtful message as we prepare Christmas for Christmas and the coming of Jesus. And there are different kinds of peace. There's peace on the outside that comes when people stop fighting with each other. But there's also peace on the inside. And it comes when we feel all the way from our head to our toes that God's love is there to hold us and comfort us. One of the best ways to feel that peace inside is to breathe. Did you ever notice how there's different kinds of breath? One is when you're drinking hot chocolate. Let's pretend we have some hot chocolate and it's too hot to drink. So what do we have to do? If we're holding our hot chocolate, we have to blow on it. Yeah, we have to blow on it. And then we can drink it, right? It's the right temperature. And then what if we're outside playing in the snow? Have you ever played out in the snow so long that your hands feel funny? They tingle? They're cold. And how do we warm up our hands when they're cold? Right? Breathe differently like that. That's exactly how. So let's imagine, we're very worried about something and we need to calm down with a nice calming breath. Let's all breathe in through our nose and out through our mouths. And as we do that, again, let's say peace. In, and when we breathe out, peace. Okay, now let's walk and breathe. And as we breathe out, we're going to say peace for the world. Peace for the world. And let's pray for our congregation here, this church. Let's pray for peace. Peace for the congregation and church. So I'd like to close today with a song. And so, not a song. I guess it's a call. I'm going to pray, and what I need you to do every time I say something, I want you to respond with part of the song, Silent Night. And that's why I have Miss Jackie here, who's a choir member, because I'm not quite there yet. I'm working, living into perfection. So, Miss Jackie, can you teach them just this one? You're going to recognize it because it's from Silent Night.
Okay, you ready?
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Can you do it with her?
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Great. Okay, so you guys need to sing louder this time, okay? So I'm going to say something, and then you respond with that song. Okay, God of peace, bring peace to our world.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
God of peace, bring peace to our church.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
God of peace, bring peace to our hearts.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
God of peace, make us ready for Jesus.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for helping me find the bell today. So next week, we're going to be looking for something, or listening even harder, okay?
Harder.
So, yeah, even more. We're going to listen even more next week. So, all right, you can go sit with your families. Thank you for joining me.
Today's first scripture reading is Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal One, Prince of Peace. There will be vast authority and endless peace for David's throne and for his kingdom, establishing and sustaining it with justice and righteousness, now and forever. Our second scripture reading is from Luke 1, 46 and 47, and 52 to 55. With all my heart, I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God my Savior. God has pulled the powerful down from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. God has come to the aid of the servant Israel, remembering God's mercy, just as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to Abraham's descendants forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Okay, please rise or sit if you're comfortable. Join in singing, God Rest Ye Merry Gentle Ones.
God rest ye merry gentle ones, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Judah this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. The which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. The shepherds at those tidings rejoiced as much in mind, and left their flocks a-feeding the tempest, storm, and wind, and went to Bethlehem straight away this blessed babe to find. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, in this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas all others doth deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
The congregation may be seated.
Bah, humbug. Merry Christmas. What right have you to be merry? What's Christmas time to you but a time for paying bills without money? A time for finding yourself a year older, but not an hour richer?
He was sitting there, making change.
Yeah, a creditor with a cold heart.
Making decisions about people's lives.
Will they eat, or will they not?
Will they have a roof over their head, or will they not?
Will their children live, or will they not?
Will they go to debtor's prison, or will they not?
It is a story born a long time ago, and far away.
Or is it?
Still.
We live in a world where the chasm between the haves and the have-nots.
Hoarding and generosity.
Privilege and oppression.
Continue.
Will they eat or will they not?
Will they have roof over their head or will they not?
Will their children live or will they not?
He was sitting there making change.
And then, at the toll of a bell and the blink of a night,
his life was changed forever.
God has thrown the mighty from their thrones.
But are we ready for such redemption?
What will it mean?
Facing our fears?
Forgiving ourselves?
Compassion for others?
Working to change the tragic trajectory?
Scrooge's nephew tells his Uncle Scrooge, "Christmas is kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant. The only time I know of in the long calendar of the year when people seem by one consent to open up their shut-up hearts freely and to think of people below them not as if they were really fellow passengers to the grave and not another race of creatures bound on other journeys. And therefore, Uncle, though it has never put a scrap of gold or silver in my pocket, I believe that Christmas has done me good and will do me good, and I say, God bless it."
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, choir. Well, we begin the redemption of Scrooge. And we watched the movie A Christmas Carol last night here in this sacred dark space last night. It was a lot of fun. And Scrooge, as you know, starts off, well, being Scrooge. And Scrooge, many times, can be a synonym for lots of things, like grumpiness, or what else can you think of for a synonym for Scrooge?
Negativity.
Miser. What?
Disagreeable.
Selfish. Yes. Well, there are many different versions of Scrooge. Here's, I forgot his name. Tell me, Stark, you might know him. George C. Scott. So he played Scrooge. He's not the one, huh, Stark? You remember an older one than this? Okay. And then Patrick Stewart, he played Scrooge one time in A Christmas Carol in the early 2000s. And the Muppets even had A Christmas Carol in which Michael Caine played Scrooge. And Bill Murray, he played Scrooge, or I don't know what his last name was in this, in Scrooge. And that was the Ghost of Christmas Past that came along. And I've also heard Mr. Magoo had a really great take on the Scrooge story, A Christmas Carol. And I have never seen that one, but that's all I heard about when I started talking about the redemption of Scrooge. This is such a timeless... Oh, Scrooge McDuck, I forgot about him. And this is the one we watched last night with Jim Carrey. This is such a timeless story. The setting may change, but the story of letting go and letting God is as relevant today as it was in 1843. And I'm wondering, who's a Scrooge in your life? Who is holding on to something tighter than being in a loving relationship? Who is holding on to resentment tighter than personal responsibility or forgiveness and grace? And who has decided that you reap what you sow is of more importance than the parable of the Good Samaritan or the sheep and the goats? Who's the Scrooge in your life? And could it possibly be you? The gap between the rich and poor remains the same. The disparity of things in Jesus' time, Dickens' time, and now are ever present. My fear is that things may get worse before they get better. As we individually and collectively recognize this unreasonable gap, we can advocate because the world's economy and God's economy are very different, just as our text in Luke describes. You might wonder why that's up there. Don't you think it's strange to wait or long for something that you already know how it's going to end? So if you look up there, episode 4, which is the one on the bottom left, episode 4, came out in 1977. Star Wars: A New Hope came out in 1977. Episode 5 came out in 1980. Episode 6 came out in 1983, and then 16 years later, in 1999, episode 1 came out. Now, who would go see a movie in which we knew what the ending was because we already saw episode 4, 5, and 6 in the 1980s? Well, a lot of people wanted to see how it began and wanted to, even though they knew the ending, because in 1999, episode 1 grossed $924 million. People went to see it even though they knew how it ended. And then episode 2 came out in 2002, and episode 3 came out in 2005, all, you know, record breakers, etc. How strange. Too long or wait for? There were people in line for days and days before episode 1 came out. How strange it is to long and wait for something that has already occurred and you know the ending. But isn't this what we do each Advent? We retell the story of Jesus' birth even though we know the story and we know the ending. We long for this story. We long for the hope of the baby Jesus because we know from Isaiah that it was foretold that the Messiah will be our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, eternal one, and Prince of Peace. He will establish peace with justice and righteousness forever. And we long for this. We long for peace. Jesus' birth reminds us to hope again. And it reminds us to hope for miracles or God moments. Now, what do we do with this hope? Things will never change to God's economy if Christmas comes and goes and we have done nothing to change. But what if we put our trust in something greater than ourselves? And we trust in God. We trust that this hope God gave us in Jesus is enough. What if this hope and trust overcome fear? If you fear change, leave it here. Leave your fear of change. Let it go. Give it up to God. Advent is a time of longing for the birth of Jesus, and he brings, and all he brings to the world. How will we live up to that? Are we willing to let go of resentment? Let go of control. Let go of the past. Or let go of anything else that might be holding us back from making that change. Or are we ready to offer forgiveness? We cannot become what we want by remaining what we are. This is a quote from Max Dupree. Will we remain a Scrooge or make change? How can we change to make this world more like the one we hope, one that we hope for as we retell the story of Jesus' birth? How do we find peace? How do we make change that counts? Well, the author of The Children's Blessing, Mark Burroughs, wow, he said it so well. There are different kinds of peace. There's peace on the outside that comes when people stop fighting with each other. And there's peace on the inside that comes when we feel all the way down to our toes that God's love is there to hold us and comfort us. And in conclusion, we can make changes when we count on God's love. Luke's economy, God's economy, as talked about in the text in Luke that we read today. God's economy is enough. It is always there to hold and comfort us. Peace begins with me. I choose this chose this image because of the circles around me. It does begin with each of us leaning into the hope, the love, the peace, but not without God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit encircling us with all these things, hope, love, and peace. Now, the miracle has just begun in you for the sake of the world. God bless us, everyone. Oh, you're waiting for me too. Okay, so we're going to do things a little bit different. There's two ways to hand in your prayer slip today, so hopefully you'll get it this way. The first is our ushers are going to come on forward, and they'll make their way back, and they'll pick up your lavender prayer slip if you'd like your prayer to be a part of worship experience today. And let us start our time of prayer.
Ring out your truth, ring out your love, reverberate in our lives, come, Lord, come. Ring out your love, reverberate in our lives, come, Lord, come.
Before we get to our prayers here in my hand. Today, as a part of our prayers, we invite you to come forward and come get a paper chain. You may have noticed them up here and wondered why they were here. And we're asking that you take it home with you and put it somewhere prominent in your home, perhaps on a Christmas tree if you have one, or somewhere where you'll see it every day. These chains represent like the ghost of Marley's like the ghost, Marley's chains, those things we hope to let go of that weigh us down and create any misery, fearful attitudes in our lives. Each day you are invited to unleash one of the chain links and name to yourself or to someone else, or write it right on that piece of paper, what you are working on letting go. Save those pieces and bring them back on Christmas Eve, and we're going to place them with Jesus when the children bring up their stuffed animals. So come on up and receive your chain. We're going to sing Ring Out Your Truth as you come up, and just one per household, all right? And you can come on up and make your way back to your seats, and then we'll finish the rest of our prayer time.
Ring out your truth, ring out your love, reverberate in our lives, come, Lord, come. Ring out your truth, ring out your love, reverberate in our lives, come, Lord, come.
God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us lift up the names of places that need our prayers today. Where needs our prayers? Cuba and Syracuse, I heard. Liberia, Syria, Washington, Trump Tower, Sumeria, Samaria. Okay, and where was this? Oh, the Congo, thank you. Sandy Hook, California. Africa, all over the world. South Dakota, thank you, yes. North Dakota, sorry. Sometimes the way, Virginia. South Africa, Virginia. God, in your mercy, Hear our prayer.
Let us settle our hearts and minds in prayer. We'll have a time of silent prayer, followed by a spoken prayer and the Lord's Prayer in any manner or language that you choose. Let us pray. Lord, we are so eagerly anticipating your coming. We can hardly wait. But let us use this Advent time to prepare ourselves. We must admit to our greed and expunge it from our lives. Let us observe the lessons you gave us to be forgiving, to be mindful of others, to feed and clothe all those in need, to love and care for the world's creation, to be thankful. Yes, we are especially thankful today for those who can teach, those who can comfort, those who can give of themselves to help others, especially those who can seek justice for all. We know that you inspire and sustain those who call upon you. We pray your blessing on all those we have mentioned in our prayers today, and all the places in the world where violence or poverty or injustice reigns. We pray that the peace of God may descend upon all and enter into all, that peace may become a reality. Let us join together now in the prayer that our Savior taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we enter a time of giving, please place your attendance slips, which are lilac, purple, there's one, okay. If you haven't already turned it in, place it into the sheet or into the basket. Please know if you're a first-time visitor, we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest. We're very grateful you are here. But we do have a strong tradition of giving. So as a symbol of our ministry here and beyond, let us bring our tithes, our donations, and our offerings.
Thank you.
Let us join in the prayer of dedication. Generous God, we give you thanks for all you have given us, and we offer our gifts for the sake of being your hands and feet as the body of Christ. Open us to even more ways to give so that we might make change and be the change for the city of the world. Amen. Please join us in singing the closing hymn, We Wait the Peaceful Kingdom.
We wait the peaceful kingdom when wolf and lamb shall lie. In gentleness and friendship without a fear or sigh. When lion shall be grazing, when snake shall never strike. A little child shall lead us, both and weak alike. Where is the peaceful kingdom? When will this new day start? We long for peace and comfort to reign within each heart. Yet not in our lives only, nor simply in our home. We pray that all creation will one day find shalom. When wars of desolation and hate come to an end, when nation meets nation and calls the other, still peace in all its fullness will only have begun. Shalom for all creation begins with justice done. That little child shall lead us to walk the chosen way, to share the peaceful kingdom, to greet God's newborn day. The child born in a stable is sent to break our chains, to bring through word and table the day when justice reigns.
There's a little Scrooge in each of us, yearning to thaw, yearning to love again. This week, may you be visited by a surprising peace that may surpass your understanding. And when you feel it, even if for just a fleeting moment, know the miracle has just begun in you for the sake of the whole world. May you be blessed by our God who loves you deeply, by Jesus, the true gift of God to each of us, this season and in all our days, and to the Spirit who shows up just in time.
Hope for peace, child, God's stupendous sign. Down to earth, child, star of stars that shine. This year, let the day arrive when Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive.